I want to thank Jackie for that very gracious introduction, and I want to endorse your last speaker's phenomenal presentation. I believe it's the Reverend Stephen Rudd? Well, I think, you know, as an archbishop, I'm planning to ordain you. I think you do a very good job. Give him another round of applause, would you please? You know, you have been able to stand firm on a very important issue, because many people would like to discount what Stephen has said by virtue of the suggestion that he was behaving like a bigoted Christian, when he's doing exactly the opposite. He is saying he has nothing against a worthy gay parenting, but what he is saying, the double standard that exists, has to stop. And we need to get behind Stephen, and let's make sure there is an end brought to this unfair practice. Well done, Stephen. Thank you very much.
Stop the human rights violations.
And I want to say to you that I know you've come a long way. I want to commend each and every one of you. And whilst I do take credit for being the founder of NAPA, let me tell you, I could never have founded NAPA without Vern Beck. Would you give him a big hand, please? And he is the backbone of NAPA and the Canada Court Watch program. And I have to tell you, the other one that I see all the time, Bill Flores. Would you give Bill Flores a big hand? He's always there supporting everybody for justice. But I want to be very brief and say this to you. You're amazing the way you have continued year after year to come out. Do not be discouraged. I really believe if we work at this for next year, where is Andrew Skinner? I just want to recognize Andrew. And a big hand for Andrew Skinner. And Jackie, where is Jackie? Now, there she is. A big hand for Jackie. These people are amazing. And it's thanks to people like Vern, like Jackie, like Andrew, like Bill, and each one of you that we are going to emerge victorious. I want to tell you this. Next year, we need to plan to have 5,000 to 10,000 people, and we need to have a sound system that really works. Because I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have so many people, we're going to have great big loudspeakers everywhere, and we're going to let the world know enough is enough. I am the first one to admit that we need to have protection for children. But I think it's important for the world to know that we need to have protection for the children from the supposed child protection industry. We have to put an end to the money-making, impious designs of those people involved in the children's aid societies improperly. There is no longer an excuse for them to be allowed to carry out their impious designs. Many people don't even realize these organizations are privately run, and we need to get the government to wake up. I am so delighted that you're here today to say we want the Ontario Ombudsman and the Ombudsman of every province to have power over the Children's Aid Society. And it's going to happen with your help. It's going to happen. You know, and that is just a small beginning. But I want to assure you of this, that as we stand together, and I believe there's no question in my mind, God is on our side. He does not want to see this kind of absolute garbage being allowed to continue, where little children are ripped away from loving mothers and fathers and put in the hands of step-parents who really are tyrants. Not all of them, but many of them are. And many of them are in that industry for the extra money they get for having another stepchild in their home. We need to monitor all of this. Don't get me wrong, I've met some wonderful step-parents, but we need to make sure that the Children's Aid Societies know that we will no longer sit back and allow our children to be seized improperly and put where they don't want to go and prohibited, as the sign here says, almost as if the Gestapo were involved again. In fact, I would say this to you. We worry about terrorism around the world. Let me tell you this. The number one organization that exports and imports domestic terrorism, the Children's Aid Society of Canada. And we have to put an end to this, and we will do so. Now, I should tell you, I am running again for federal parliament for the Newmarket Aurora area, and part of my platform since Vern and I formed NAPA together in 1994 on the 16th of November, we're coming up to the big anniversary of that, but since we formed that organization, we have sought to hold organizations like the Children's Aid Society accountable. I've never forgotten the words of Marion van den Boomen when she phoned me in 1985 and she said to me, Reverend Baxter, until you confess what you've done to your daughters, until you get psychiatric help for your problems, you will never ever see your children again. I said, who are you? She said, I'm Marion van den Boomen. She was 23 years old, did not even have a university degree. And she said to me, I am Marion van den Boomen, a social worker with the Durham Children's Aid Society. I said, you can't do this. She burst out into peals of laughter. She said, I've done it. I said, you've done what? She said, I have a protection application against you. Can you believe? Joanne Ferguson, who was the lawyer for the Durham Children's Aid in 1985 and is still practicing law in Oshawa, get the name, Joanne Ferguson. She and Marion van den Boomen went before Senior Master Sedgwick, who has since died. And they said to Senior Master Sedgwick, they said, we want a protection application against Reverend Dorian Baxter. He said, well, where is this man to defend himself? They said, we don't know. The truth that came out when I finally won, they hadn't even let me know that there was a court hearing. They had got the court order illegally, and the judge said, well, if he couldn't bother about showing up, I'll give you the protection application. Do you know, it only took me 11 months to clear my name, and the courts awarded me sole custody of my little Malaika, who was 2, and Rachel, who was 4. But can you believe this? The woman who was my ex-wife had run off with an ex-convict in Thunder Bay who was connected to the mafia, and guess what? His name being Frank Richards, he had been a child molester for 17 years in and out of penitentiaries, and the Children's Aid flew him down here to be a star witness against me. And finally, when the truth came out, the Children's Aid phoned me after 11 months, and it was just before I won sole custody, and they said, we've decided we finally would like to hear your side of the story. Once they knew the truth about the man my ex-wife had run off with.